This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Marsha Castle, attorney at law of the Lee Castle and Fagley Law Group, address on file. Dear Ms. Castle, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jovan Weathers, please note the following medical letter, period. Jovan is the first name, J-O-V-A-N, last name Weathers, W-E-A-T-H-E-R-S. On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is... The patient is a 45-year-old male, height 5'11" tall, weight 180 pounds, period. He sustained a work-related injury on or about October 17th, 2022, period. This occurred at the Carrier Corporation when he was lifting parts and putting in an assembly basket, period. The patient felt a sharp pain in his right shoulder, period. He was told that he had an injury to his rotator cuff, period. He also developed left shoulder pain a couple months after the injury date, period. New paragraph. His right shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. He was treated with medication, physical therapy, and an injection, period. He describes the pain as constant and worse with movement, period. It is a burning and sharp type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen at Ascension Medical Group, period. He was given medications by his family doctor, who he saw at least 3 to 4 times, period. He also had x-rays, period. He was referred to Ortho Indy in Brownsburg, seen approximately 3 times, period. He had x-rays and referred to physical therapy, period. He was seen several times for physical therapy over approximately a 3-month period, period. He was seen at Reconstructive Hand and Shoulder Clinic in Carmel, and also had an MRI, period. He was told that there was pathology of the rotator cuff and was given an injection, period. He was advised surgery but was not done due to his lack of insurance, period. He saw the Carrier Workman's Compensation Clinic, who referred him to another Workman's Comp clinic. He was referred to another doctor as well, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting over 5 pounds with his right arm, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, washing and washing his back, period. New paragraph. Medications include anti-inflammatory medicine and muscle relaxers, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes the above two medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hyperlipidemia, and there's no history of arthritis, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals hernia repair in the groin, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history. The patient never injured either shoulder in the past, period. The patient has not had a prior work injury, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident in 2018 where he injured his back and was seen in the emergency room only. There was no permanency, period. There's no history of arthritis symptoms or spurs, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is unemployed now, period. He was prior working at Carrier as a press operator, period. No work was missed, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, please note the following findings.